about a new way of tackling strokes. Simply cooling down the brain of someone who's had a stroke immediately after the attack could dramatically improve their prospects, according to doctors from Scotland. They're joining others from around Europe to call for a large-scale trial of cooling techniques to treat stroke victims. Dr. Malcolm MacLeod is a researcher at the University of Edinburgh and president of the European Stroke Research Network for Hypothermia. Good morning.
Good morning.
So how does the technique work? Is it essentially freezing or practically freezing the brain?
No, it's not nearly that extreme. We think that cooling the temperature of the brain by only 2 degrees to 35 degrees is likely to be sufficient to make a substantial impact on the outcome for those hundreds of thousands of people around Europe who have a stroke every year.
How long can you leave a patient in that sort of state?
Well, in some other conditions, patients can be kept as low as that for days on end. We're doing it for 24 hours because we think by 24 hours we'll have got most of the benefit that's there to be had, and then we can get on with other treatments that we know improve outcome, like the rehabilitation, which is so important for getting stroke patients back on their feet.
And is the coldness, this kind of artificial hypothermia, is that all about circulation, convincing the blood to circulate differently?
No, we're not actually completely sure how it works. There are two main theories. The first is that by reducing the temperature of the brain, you reduce how much energy the brain needs, and so that blood that's getting through can go further. And the second thing is that we think we're tapping into really quite a primitive process that happens inside every cell in every animal, which allows them to adapt to environmental stresses, to environmental change. And by switching on those protective techniques, we think we allow the brain cells to mount a protective response that keeps them going until the body's own repair mechanisms start to kick in.
How long before this could be or might be common practice, do you think?
Well, to do the sort of clinical trial that would be needed to show for sure that it worked, and it's quite an intensive treatment and you would want to know that it worked before you started giving it to thousands of patients, would probably take 3 or 4 years to be able to recruit the patients, and then perhaps another year or so to make sure that the results were completely solid. But I would be hopeful that from now, and particularly if we can get the trial funded and up and going, then within 5 or 6 years this might be a treatment which is starting to come into routine use in hospitals throughout the UK.
And what's your gut feeling? And I know you won't ultimately go on that, but is it that this is going well so far, that this is bringing good results?
Yes, our challenge is that already there have been something like 150 patients treated in clinical trials of hypothermia. And when we look at the average results over those patients, our guess is that perhaps 40,000 patients a year in Europe could benefit by not being dependent on other people after their stroke, which is, you know, one of the things that people fear most about a stroke. It's having to rely on other people for washing, dressing, eating. And so we think about 40,000 might benefit. But what we really need is a large study of 1,500 patients to really nail down quite how good it is. And we've managed to put together a consortium who are ready to do that. All we need now are the funds to allow us to go ahead.
Thank you very much, Dr. Malcolm MacLeod, a stroke researcher at the University of Edinburgh. Many thanks. It's 6:30. Let's